She's my mother,
he said in a scarcely audible voice. The nurse glanced at him with startled, horrified eyes, then quickly looked away. From throat to temple she was all one hot blush.
Take me to her, said the savage, making an effort to speak in an ordinary tone.
Still blushing, she led the way down the ward, faces still fresh and unwithered, for senility galloped so hard that it had no time to age the cheeks, only the heart and brain, turned as they passed. Their progress was followed by the blank, incurious eyes of second infancy. The savage shuddered as he looked. Linda was lying in the last of the long row of beds, next to the wall. Propped up on pillows, she was watching the semi-finals of the South American Riemann Surface Tennis Championship, which were being played in silent and diminished reproduction on the screen of the television box at the foot of the bed. Hither and thither across their square of illumined glass, the little figures noiselessly darted like fish in an aquarium, the silent but agitated inhabitants of another world. Linda looked on, vaguely and uncomprehendingly, smiling. Her pale, bloated face wore an expression of imbecile happiness. Every now and then her eyelids closed, and for a few seconds she seemed to be dozing. Then, with a little start, she would wake up again, wake up to the aquarium antics of the tennis champions, to the Super Vox Whirlit Zuriana rendering of Hug Me Till You Drug Me, Honey, to the warm draught of verbena that came blowing through the ventilator above her head, would wake to these things, or rather to a dream of which these things transformed and embellished by the soma in her blood were the marvellous constituents, and smile once more her broken and discoloured smile of infantile contentment.